Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. You have a story about a big employer in the area, Freeport-McMoRan's earnings report for this first quarter. What can you tell us?
Freeport-McMoRan operates the Chino, Tyrone, and Cobre mines in Grant County, and their earnings report for the first quarter of 2019 shows overall that copper production is way down compared to the first quarter of last year. The cost of producing that copper has gone up, and the company says they're investing heavily in a couple of projects worldwide. So this is all not good news for shareholders who saw their shares valued at 5 cents a share again. This is the same as the last quarter of last year and is down significantly from a high in 2016.
Has the company made any statements about how that may impact employment in the area?
It doesn't seem to be impacting their North American operations. Things in North America are trucking along, and aside from some timing issues that the company cited as reasons for production being down in North America, things seem pretty secure as far as employment-wise in Grant County particularly.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much for that update. We are now going to go to reporter C.P. Thompson. CP, thanks for joining us. You have a story about the community of Baird receiving some money from the State Finance Board regarding a wastewater line. What can you share with us about that?
So the city of Baird will receive up to $750,000 from the New Mexico State Board of Finance to help fix a deteriorating wastewater line. Baird clerk Christy Ortiz, the mayor, Gabe Ramos, our senator, they all went up to Santa Fe and presented to the New Mexico State Board of Finance asking for this money. And this deteriorating line has been caused because of just gases in the sewage produce has just corroded inside of the line. And they had help from numerous legislators, including Gabe Ramos, who presented Rudy Martinez, our representative. He helped with the application of the emergency funding, and Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. He's on the State Board of Finance, and he also helped give this money to the city of Baird, but this money's just a loan for now. And eventually it could be turned into a grant.
Okay, thanks for that update. Moving on, Western New Mexico University's Regents recently approved its budget. Now, can you share how that's going to impact the university?
Approving this budget, they set aside monies for salaries. And so this includes, this will bring staff to the low of the CUPA, which is the College and University Professional Association. So they'll be getting an increase in salary. There will also be an increase in salary for those who aren't receiving $12 per hour, because they want to get ahead of the ball with the new minimum wage increases signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom. So with this budget, that means that they're going to have to find money somewhere, and that means increasing tuition by $10 for various residents, resident undergraduate and graduate students and others.
Okay, now can you also give us an update on Cliff Schools getting a new principal?
Silver Consolidated Schools announced Friday that they will be placing Janine Garney as the new principal for Cliff Schools. She is a former graduate from Cliff Schools. She graduated in 1992, and she'll be replacing Clifford Thompson, who submitted his resignation in March.
Unfortunately, we have to end this on a somber note. Silver High is remembering a well-known senior who passed away recently. Can you share the news with us, CP?
Right. Mr. Stephen Flores, he was only 19. He was a Silver High senior and was about to graduate in a few weeks. And he ran track. He was a well-known person in the schools. He was very popular, according to a student and teachers.
Okay, CP, thanks for updating us on that, and we will talk with you all next week.
Thank you.